You're listening to SBS News.
It's perhaps not the type of essential business that springs to mind during a global pandemic, but an inner-city pet store in Sydney has felt the benefits of the nationwide lockdown. Pet Palace owner Arup Banerjee says he's seen a surge in business as cat and dog owners spend more time at home. But as customers become wary of their finances in the economic downturn, they are reaching for their mobile phones to purchase items with buy now, pay later services.
They can afford to buy something which is a bit more expensive or buy a few more extra items, which they wouldn't have generally bought. And the advantage to us as a business is that we have more clients coming in. The value of sales goes up as well. The volume of sales goes up as well. And we can also promote new products, which we keep on adding the new shelf items.
Mr. Banerjee says he's seen a 39% increase in Afterpay purchases at his store since October. The platform allows customers to pay for their order in four equal payments every 2 weeks without interest. Casey Clark is an Afterpay user.
I mostly use it to keep money free in my account, so in case something unexpected pops up. I'll mostly use it if like the transaction's over about $100. I don't spend money I don't have, but I do it so I can use it as a tool to make sure that if anything unexpected comes up, like if the car breaks down or something, I'll have money free to use.
It's an appealing use for many consumers who are cautious of debt in the current economic uncertainty. Peter Gray is the co-founder of Zip, another buy now, pay later service. He says that many customers who use his product take a mindful approach to avoid getting into financial problems, which is reflected in its popularity.
I think it's a natural reaction with regard to negative economic sentiment. There has been a desire from consumers to repay debt. This was seen also throughout some pockets during the GFC. We also see that customers want to repay down so that they can continue to use these products. So what we have seen is not a reduction in transaction volume, but a shift in where consumers are using Zip. So a higher penetration online and more purchases for everyday spend and categories such as home improvement.
The uptake of the sector has seen shares of the major players Afterpay and Zip increase more than 60% this year. And its growth is not just in Australia. Afterpay announced it has surpassed 5 million users in the United States last month, a market which Zip is watching. For business owners like Arup Banerjee and his pet store, offering such payment options is particularly important to reach his customers in an economy smashed by the coronavirus.
The advantage to us, of course, we get more business. We have got clients who can afford to buy more items or what they require, which they did not think they could buy in the past. If we don't change with the times, if the business doesn't change with the times, then we'll become obsolete and we'll not be meeting the client's expectations. So it has to be a synergy between what the client is looking for and what we can offer as a business.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.